Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is now time for the NFL Power Rankings 5-1 right here on your home of the NFL tonight. It'll be the Packers in Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Sean, RJ, and Roy live from Star Power and the AA Best Bail Bonds Mobile Broadcast Center. Shout out to Sid and Jen. They stopped by. They live in Pennsylvania. They had to escape that trash to come hang out in a real city. And they've been chilling in the Metroplex. We're trying to get them to move here. They stopped up in the station. Tolo's in Pennsylvania. Met up with G-Bag the other day out here at Star Power this morning.
I've often said Pennsylvania is broken into three places: Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Mississippi. It's the middle of Pennsylvania.
That's well done. So shout out to Sid and Jen, listeningradio.com. 5-1 on the Autoflex Easton Fan Text. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. My easiest week yet. Simple.
Oh, really?
Very simple. Yes.
Oh, I felt like five was incredibly
difficult. Was incredibly difficult.
Okay.
Incredibly.
Let's go.
And by the way, I hate my list already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start us off with Cinco.
You know, number five, I was looking at who to get there at number five. I looked at a number of different things. I looked at point differential. I looked at record. I looked at DVOA. And I settled in with, for the first time ever in the history of these power rankings, the Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
At number five.
Okay.
You would be surprised to know they have the same point differential as the New Orleans Saints. They have outscored their opponents by the same number.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Very surprising to see that.
Mm.
They've outscored their opponents by 94 points.
Okay.
For reference, the Steelers, another terrific team, another consideration for that number five or top five spot, have only outscored their opponents by 70. So, yeah, they've lost to New England. They lost to Green Bay. So they've lost some tight games against quality opponents, but
my issue with Chicago is they've beaten nobody.
That's true.
Whatsoever.
That's true. Seattle's their best win.
Seattle's their best win. They beat the Cardinals. They stomped Tampa. They beat the Jets, the Bills, and the Lions. Like, that is, I mean,
it's not great.
It's not.
Yep. It's not great at all.
It's not even good.
It's not even decent.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
They played New England tough. They played Green Bay tough. That's to their credit.
Yeah.
Look, they're about to be tested, though.
Yep.
Home against the Vikings this weekend. Then in 3 weeks, home against the Rams.
That's not being tested, though. So like,
Vikings and Rams, you don't think it's tested?
No, but you just spaced it the next 3 weeks. So, like, they get Minnesota at home, then at Detroit, at the Giants. Like this, and then you have at San Francisco later on. Like, they got three more very winnable games with that schedule. And, yes, the big dogs are on there.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But to me, like, two games in 4 weeks against what a lot of people feel like are two top five teams in the NFL is, like, that's the most you're probably going to see in a four-week stretch.
Nah.
You know, you see
three
games.
Go look at the Saints schedule. Go look at some of the NFC East schedules. In my opinion, who's your number five?
I also have the Chicago Bears there at number five.
You guys are crazy.
It's not the fact their offense has started to come around a little bit. Mitchell Trubisky, if you don't know, like, he's on pace for close to a 40 touchdown season. He's on pace for well over 30 touchdowns this season.
Troy knows it with that RJ trade.
Yeah, has only thrown
fantasy.
Has only thrown 7 interceptions this year. Their leading receiver is actually running back Tariq Cohen, followed by Taylor Gabriel. But if you haven't noticed, Allen Robinson missed a lot of their season earlier in the year. He's back now and firing on all cylinders with Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, Khalil Mack missed a couple of games this year. He's back now healthy, firing on all cylinders. And to be honest with you, I believe Vegas has this too. Vegas has Chicago as the favorite still to win the division right now. And to think about that in a division with the Packers and the Vikings, I got to start giving them a little bit of credit, and their defense is legitimate. If defense still means anything in the NFL, which we've had a debate about whether or not it does, if it does, then the Chicago Bears deserve to be amongst the top five teams in the NFL.
Fellas, my number five will stomp y'all's number five out. Come on. You're making it too easy on me. My number five,
is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And
Pittsburgh and Chicago on a neutral field.
I debated it.
What are you doing?
I debated it. But again, like Pittsburgh, the reason I can't put Pittsburgh as five is because I still have questions whether they could beat the Patriots on a neutral field.
Okay.
And if they can't beat the Patriots on a neutral field.
Then they can't be above the Bears?
Nah, basically, yeah.
Right.
After this last weekend,
the two are connected like that. So number five is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're starting to roll. Bye-bye, Le'Veon. They've won five in a row. They hammered Carolina. They won in Baltimore. They started the Cincy free fall. Yeah, they beat Cleveland. So two of those three wins in the AFC North. But they're coming on. They're putting up points. Pittsburgh is my number five. They would beat the Bears. I'm 1-0 against you so far. Who is your number four, RJ?
My number four is the L.A. Chargers.
Another team with a weak resume.
That's fine. That's okay. Number three in DVOA in the NFL, ahead of the Saints for that matter. And for my money, they are the team that gives the Kansas City-New England matchup in the AFC Championship game the biggest threat. I can't even call them the L.A. Chargers. They have no home field advantage. They, again, have played 16 road games or will play 16 road games.
They play on a neutral field at best every week.
Every week they play on a neutral field, and here they sit. Now, their special teams are terrible. God-awful, for that matter. But here the Chargers sit at 7-2, 3-1 at home, 4-1 on the road. So that's 7-2 on the road, basically, is what their record is.
I can't let you get away in the past for knocking teams because of weak resumes and wins over scrubs, and your first two teams are the scrubbiest of the resumes.
But
I've
had the Chargers there for a while now.
I know, but
you're picking and choosing the resumes.
I'm picking on talent. They're better. They're just better. Their talent is great.
Okay. All right. Ford.
I think I'm in danger. Sean, I think I'm going to max RJ 5 for 5 here after hearing that because I am also on board with the LA Chargers.
So easy.
Joey Bosa beginning to practice with the team for the first time this season, this week.
Yeah.
They haven't needed him to amass the record that they have so far. Mm. They're two games back in the division because of the Chiefs, but they're also two games up in the wild card in the AFC. So you got to feel like the Chargers are running pretty comfortably right now, and that's without all of their weapons in place. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man. Phillip Rivers is playing the best ball of his career, as Jason Witten would say, best ball.
As wit.
And that's enough for me. I got the Chargers there at four.
It's take candy.
Well, we've been dominating. Dominated last week.
The New England Patriots are my number four. They had a hiccup.
They had a hiccup.
But they won six straight. I don't panic. I don't jump.
Well, you should panic every now and then. Because
I'm not panicking on this. The Chargers have beaten.
The team that you thought that you have trashed on all year long.
It was a hiccup. It was a hiccup.
It was a 34-10 hiccup.
You guys would pick the Chargers over the Patriots tomorrow on the neutral field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
The Chargers wins.
They would beat the Patriots on a neutral.
Based off what? Look at the Chargers wins. They beat the Bills.
What are you basing the Patriots off of?
Listen to me. The Bills, the Niners, the Raiders, the Browns, the Titans by one at Seattle might be their most impressive win, and then they beat the Raiders by 14. That's trash. That's a garbage schedule. The Patriots are my number four on the power rankings, 877-881-1053. Oh, who do the Chargers have coming up next? They got the Broncos at home. They got the Cardinals at home. So what do you freaking do? That's nobody. They'll get bounced early. The Chargers will get bounced early.
Do the Patriots get to play the Jets and Dolphins twice a year?
You want to compare resumes? You want to compare the schedule so far? I haven't even looked at the Patriots, and I can tell you it's already better.
I mean,
they beat the Texans. They won at Jacksonville before Jacksonville fell off. They won in Detroit, whatever. They beat your Miami Dolphins, RJ. They beat the Colts, who are a pain in the butt. They beat the Chiefs. They won in Chicago as well.
They lost to Jacksonville.
The
Patriots' offense right now is a problem. Their defense, it's okay. They're still 11th in DVOA in the
NFL. LMNOP.
I mean,
QRS, TUV.
Well, how about this?
Who's your number three?
How about we go to see who Nate Silver would pick? Because
I don't give a crap about Nate Silver or copper or gold. I don't care.
He
picked, and he last year said the Cleveland Cavaliers wouldn't make the finals, so don't pick and choose again. I remember everything as a whole.
The NBA is different because you sit guys.
Who's
your number? Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you have to hate on it.
All your teams, you've put Miami in. That was a stupid pick. I told you that was a dumb pick. You put Baltimore in. I told you that was ridiculous. You throw in all these teams to try to be different, and you get slotted.
I try to.
You try to be different. You try to be Chop Bayless.
Actually, you know, put some thought into this and say, well,
you don't even
good.
Put thought. You look at you look at calculated numbers and you allow that to make up your mind.
Absolutely.
You don't even watch the games.
Why would I not
watch
at calculated
football.
Numbers? People, you know, you look at perception. So I look
I watch them. I actually watch
perception.
Them.
Okay, well, your eyes lie to you. What number are we even on?
Three.
The Rams. Love the offense. Can't wait for this weekend. Defense is terrible. That's why they're not number one.
Okay. The defense is terrible.
The Rams?
Okay.
They're allowing 28 points a game over the last, like, 5 weeks.
I got Kansas City there at three. I still can't quite boost them up over the Rams yet, just because I do still believe in the Rams' defense. They lost to the best team in the league, in the New Orleans Saints, and they only did that by 3 points. So I got the Kansas City Chiefs still at number three.
The Rams are giving up 23 a game.
28.
No,
over
he
last
said 28
weeks.
Over the last five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said one of the biggest storylines that isn't being talked about is their defense not being good, like, overall. They're not. Now, Aqib Talib coming back will help. Kansas City's my number three as well. So, Kansas City, number three for me. NFL Power Rankings. And let's get to your number two.
My number two is the Chiefs. Best point differential in the league. I had them behind the Rams last week. But I do not believe, after seeing what the Saints did to the Rams and the Saints continuing to just destroy everyone, I don't think it's a shocker who I'm going to have number one. I have the Kansas City Chiefs as number two.
Okay. Dub?
I have the LA Rams at number two. They lost to the number one team by a field goal. They still showed that they can get it done, and they have been really good most of the season so far. So give me the Rams at two.
Rams are my number two as well. We're all putting the Saints at one.
Yeah, they're not even just beating teams.
High
they're
five
destroying
to
them. And they're, you know, they're running a spinoff of the Art Briles offense. Okay? There's like four people in the world that know how to run the Art Briles offense that are not named Art Briles. And they got one of the guys down there that knows how to do it.
Okay.
And
Sean Payton?
No. It's not Sean Payton. But they are running like a spin-off of it. They've kind of figured their own thing out. It's so secretive what Art did. He would not allow anybody to come watch his practice.
A lot of secrets there.
Like Chip Kelly would allow New England to come and watch their practices. Art wouldn't do that. He wouldn't let people come watch their practices. He didn't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
Secrets not out. Dino Babers is doing that in Syracuse. So the Saints clearly to me number one.
All right. 877-881-1053. Recap yours, 1 through 5. Mine is New Orleans, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots, and Pittsburgh, with apologies to the Chargers and the Vikings in Carolina. Those are my apologies. Who's yours, Choppy?
I have zero apologies to Carolina. They're basically giving up as many points as they've scored. That is.
I know, but you take. They gave that, up. One, in one game,
in
they
one
gave
game
up 52.
Yep, I know.
So you
I
take
know.
That into account.
It does. Absolutely does. But they're winning some close games, too. And they're destroying teams like Baltimore. I got Chicago at five, Chargers at four, Rams at three, KC, and the Saints at number one.
I have the Saints at one, Rams at two, Chiefs at three, Chargers at four, and apologies to Pittsburgh, New England, Minnesota, the Chicago Bears at five.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.